We've got some technology in the medical field we want to talk about this morning. Deep brain stimulation, also known as DBS, related to Parkinson's disease. We have with us neurosurgeon Dr. Francisco Ponce. He's the neurosurgeon with the Barrow Neurological Institute. And also we have Ann Hanley, who has Parkinson's disease, is also an advocate to help folks out. And doctor, if we could start with you, kind of give the basic description. Parkinson's, we've heard that. We know people, we heard celebrities that have it. And what exactly is it and what's happening in the body?
So good morning. Thanks for having us. Parkinson's is a nervous system disorder. It's progressive. It's part of the degeneration of the brain that can happen over time, and it can happen earlier in some patients of the disease. We think of the earlier and most obvious symptoms being tremor, you know, shaking, stiffness, and slowness. People shuffle when they walk. And medications typically work very well for these, but over time, the benefit of medication starts to wear off, and that's where DBS kicks in. It functions like a pacemaker for the brain, and is used essentially to reset the brain circuit using a stimulator. And it's been shown to improve quality of life. It's been around for decades. But the advances we've seen in technology in the past couple years with improvements such as those by Boston Scientific that we're working with have really made this more accessible to more patients.
And let's get your story. When did you first start understanding your body wasn't acting the way it should?
At the tender age of 49, very young, to have a disease like this.
And what was...
I had all the symptoms.
Please continue.
Sorry, I had all the symptoms, stiffness, shaking, slowness of movement, couldn't walk 50 feet without back pain and having to stop.
Doctor, can you talk a little bit about, is everybody a candidate for this type of a device, or what's the protocol for that?
So it's an operation, and I think that's where the journey of Parkinson's is so important. For patients and caregivers to be aware of what the options are and what's out there and what may be down the road. DBSME.com is a website that provides a lot of this information. I think one of the take-homes is while medications work, this therapy will have an effect on anybody with Parkinson's. It's just a matter of where in the journey they are. But one of the most important things is the history of having responded well to medication. That's usually the evidence that this is indeed Parkinson's disease, but for whom medications aren't doing as well. What we see with DBS is basically capturing sort of the best day, the best moment of the best day for a patient, kind of capturing that and keeping patients there for longer and more consistently, more predictably.
And if you could tell me how it has impacted you having DBS.
It's impacted me hugely. My life has been given back. Me. While I couldn't walk very far earlier, I now walk 3 miles a day. I cycle, I go racing, I can pour a cup of coffee without shaking, I have no tremor, I don't feel people are staring at me, my confidence is back, I can brush my teeth, I can put on my lipstick. All the little things, and I can still go racing, travel, and have a very full life. It's important not to sit on the fence with this disease. You have an opportunity. Take it, talk to your neurologist, ask the questions, and go ahead and have the surgery. It's mind-blowing. It's life-changing.
Doctor, if you could tell us a little bit about the surgery. Is it isolated within the brain? Is it other parts of the body that are connected for all this? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's brain surgery, and so that's part of the trying to demystify this therapy. It's probes are placed into the brain, into areas that we can see on an MRI scan. So the MRI will show the anatomy, and will show the nodes that are part of the circuitry that the stimulator resets through the electrical stimulation. So two small holes are made, small leads or the electrodes are placed, and they go underneath the skin to the chest. And similar to a heart pacemaker, the stimulator for the DBS system is placed in the chest, and the wires are connected under the skin to the head, where they're placed in those areas in the brain that can reset those circuits.
Is this operated somehow by the patient, or is there just some sort of a sensor that takes place and causes these different stimulants to happen?
The neurologist is sort of the guide. I'm a neurosurgeon. A neurologist is sort of the guide in a patient's journey with Parkinson's. And much how a neurologist will use medications and adjust medications, this therapy is also ends up in their hands, where they're making these adjustments to control the stimulation. And many patients end up reducing their medications quite significantly as a result because of the role DBS plays in controlling these symptoms 24/7. So small adjustments are made until the therapy is optimized. And this is really one of the only 24/7 therapies available for Parkinson's because it's on day and night.
Is this new, or has there just been recent approval? Why are we talking about it today, I guess?
It's been around for decades, and I think that's something important for patients and their caregivers to be aware of. This is not new. It's not a treatment of last resort. It's not experimental. The FDA has stated years ago this improves quality of life, the safety, and the benefits justify undergoing this operation. And I think it's the underutilization. More patients stand to benefit from this therapy and who currently undergo this therapy. And with the advances of technology that we've seen in the past years with the devices by Boston Scientific, I think it's time for more people to be aware of stories like Anne's, of how this has really transformed their life, there being a real distinct before and after DBS experience in their journey with Parkinson's disease.
I also got some information as well related to that sometimes this has impacts on people with depression. Are you able to speak on that at all, how DBS has other impacts or maybe applicable?
There are millions of circuits in the brain, and as we think about brain conditions such as depression or Alzheimer's or obesity even, we're investigating many different circuits in the brain and looking to see how modulating these circuits can influence neurological conditions. So the FDA has approved this for Parkinson's, for essential tremor, but the future is wide open in terms of how we use these brain pacemakers to modulate neurological conditions, and depression is just one of those indications that are being explored.
I guess so. With any kind of technology, you kind of obviously have patients who are using it for one thing. You monitor them. You kind of find out what impacts it has on other parts, and if you're dealing things within the brain, sometimes there's different type of things that could possibly take place. If people want to find out more about what we're talking about today, where's a good place to get some information just sort of starting on it?
DBSandMe.com is a website through our partners, Boston Scientific, that's really designed to help patients and their families navigate this process.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time, and thank you for sharing our story and wish you well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we have Dr. Francisco Ponce, neurologist or neurosurgeon at the Barrow Neurological Institute, and also Ann Hanley, who suffers from Parkinson's disease, as well as an advocate helping patients as well. DBSandMe.com is a place to get some information on that. Again, that's for deep brain stimulation.